From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Egypt last month, a 12-year-old girl died while undergoing female circumcision, also called female genital cutting or mutilation. And women's rights advocates there say that death has galvanized efforts to eliminate the practice, which is common in parts of Africa. After the girl's death, Egypt strengthened its ban on female circumcision, but activists say it will take years to reverse local customs that support it. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Female circumcision has been illegal in Egypt for years, but the death of young Badr Shaker in the Minya district of Upper Egypt was shocking in part because it brought to light how widespread the practice remains. Badr died, reportedly of an overdose of anesthesia, in a clinic where a doctor was performing what for many Egyptian women is still a rite of passage in the 21st century, the removal of parts of the genitalia, usually including the clitoris. Badr's death and the unusually heavy publicity it generated have re-energized opponents of the practice.
It helped us greatly. I hate to say that, but it helped us immensely. It's an awful custom. It's an evil, vicious practice, really.
Mushira Khattab is Secretary General of Egypt's National Council for Childhood and Motherhood. Her group is a relative newcomer to the issue, beginning in 2002. But she says the latest figures on female circumcision, as depressing as they might seem, actually represent a noticeable improvement.
We are in the vicinity of early 70% are victims of this practice. But the good thing is that this reflects a decline in the prevalence. It used to be in the 90s. Yes.
As recently as 2003, a UNICEF survey found that well over 90% of Egyptian women who were or had been married had undergone circumcision. The reason for some optimism, advocates say, lies in changing attitudes among young girls. The latest figures for girls aged 10 to 18 show circumcision rates down to 63% in rural areas and down to 43% among urban girls. Among girls who attend urban private schools, the figure drops to 9%. The battle against female circumcision is more complex than it may seem at first glance. It's not, as many assume, necessarily linked to conservative Islam. In Saudi Arabia, for instance, the practice is virtually unheard of. Egyptian scholars say female mummies showing evidence of clitoral excision date back to the 16th century BC, long before either Christianity or Islam arrived on the scene. Even so, Muslim clerics in Egypt have joined the effort to end the practice, declaring that female circumcision has nothing to do with religion. Jody Joseph with the Better Life Association works with villagers in Upper Egypt to eradicate female circumcision. She says the practice thrives in small, insular societies where everybody knows everybody else's business and an uncircumcised girl brings shame on the family.
The family would try to encourage the girl to have this operation because they tell her, we'll give you good food, we'll give you a chicken, buy you new clothes. It's like the girl is a bride. They sort of prepare her psychologically that she's going to be purified.
Joseph's group began with seminars, marches, even puppet shows for young girls to promote the notion that they could have a say in what was done to their bodies. Then education began for the mothers and grandmothers, often the ones who keep the practice alive. She says the backlash, when there is one, generally comes not from the male villagers, but from the midwives who earn nearly $10 for performing the dangerous operation.
The midwives, they started to be against us because we were stopping them from making a living. So we started to also work with them to redirect them to other ways of making a living. Some of them sell vegetables and fruit. And also this incident with Badr made people very afraid.
Advocates say there's still a long way to go, but they hope that the tragic death of Badr Shaker will mean less suffering for young Egyptian girls now approaching puberty. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.